Welcome to the Munchkin Minute, your bi-weekly look into some tabletop gaming news and more. I'm your host, Dan Dan, the Board Game Man, and Happy New Year! This is the news for Monday, January 6th, 2020. Now, Renegade Games announced a new expansion for Architects of the West Kingdom. It will be Age of Artisans. It'll be due out in March. It'll be about $20 to $25. What it's going to add is an extra player, and it's going to add some new crafting cards, dual-layered guild hall board. So the pieces don't move around a little more. It's a little bit of a problem in a base game, but not too bad. But this will have a little more of a dual layer, so they'll kind of notch right in there. Two new player boards, which I guess you'll have some more for the player powers and such, and a bunch of new apprentices and buildings. Again, this will be out in March. 1 to 6 players for this game now. Plays in about an hour, a little over an hour. It's a pretty medium weight Euro. Good game, Architects of the West Kingdom. That'll be Architects of the West Kingdom, Age of Artisans. WotC has announced a production error for the Buy a Box promo for the Theros Beyond Death set for Magic the Gathering. Now, Wizards of the Coast said that there's a couple of cards in the promo that were supposed to be foils and that they reportedly were not produced that way. Now, I believe this is when you buy a whole box of the expansion of the boosters. When you buy a whole box, you get a promo that is inside. Now, they're going to be sending the friendly local game stores replacement ones that should be there mid-January. So if you're grabbing a box of these boosters or the little packs, make sure you check with your local game stores about getting the foils for that box. Again, there's going to be the Buy a Box promo set in the Beyond Theros booster set will not be in there. So just talk to your friendly local game store if you are one that does buy a lot of those type boxes. Upper Deck will be going all Spidey in the first half of the year with respect to their Versus system expansion releases. Now, the Versus system originally released way back in 2004, but it had more of a CCG-type feel to it. It was remade to much more of a kind of a more user-friendly system in the Versus system, the Marvel Battles. That was about 2015 is when that one came out. It's more of an LCG type, where each of the box has all of the cards you need for that little set. Now, they had the base set, and they have a lot of little expansion sets. You get these sets for about $15, and they usually have about two decks in them, or just a lot of themed cards for those type decks. Now, each game, you use about 60 card deck, and it's a one-on-one game. Now, it's a bit more of a streamlined of the original Versus system, and so it's basically a two-player battle card game, and it's not very hard to get into. Now, speaking of which, quick aside here, this might be one of the years of the two-player battle system, because looking at some of the news, there is a ton of two-player battle games that are set to come out this year. I'm sure in the coming months, in the different Munchkin Minutes, I'll have a ton of information on a lot of those, but I've seen a lot of these two-player battle systems. But I guess it makes sense because people are starting to get into the shorter games and they want to be quicker, less than an hour, if they're not really the large Euro players. So they want to get into the quicker games, and those two-player battle ones are a little bit easier rather than just trick takers and things like that. Anyway, back to this year with the Versus system. As I said, it's going to be more of the Spidey half year. You've got the Friendly Neighborhood set, Spidey Foes, and Webheads. Now, the first release is going to be Friendly Neighborhood, which is going to be out in February of this year. It features Spider-Man and Mysterio. It's going to be more of, more set in the cinematic universe type deal. The second release is going to be Spidey Foes. That'll be in March. I think it'll have a bunch more of the Sinister Six with things like a Hobgoblin and Shocker and such. And in April, there'll be Webheads. That'll be feature such heroes like Superior Spider-Man and Gwen Stacy. And each set comes with about 55 cards and a rule set. And I believe each one of these sets can be played right out of the box. Obviously, you'll probably want a little bit more to combine them with a lot of the cards you already have to make it a little better, but you can just grab a set and go. In this game, it plays in about 30 minutes. And usually each one of these boxes are about $15. A game by Simon, Cool Mini or Not, which I loved last year, was Foodies. It's a really good eye roll and everyone gets stuff type game, and it's a really good family game. I've played this with my family and my daughter a lot. When Simon does, is occasionally they put out these scenarios for the game. They're basically cards and some rule set that you can download free from their site. Now, it's not usually something that comes out from the main deck, because obviously you're going to be cutting out pieces of paper and using them, but they're going to be more of a random and another in another stack or kind of randomized all available cards that you can buy yours once time per game. So now, obviously, depending on a player count, is which ones will be go out there. But these will be cards that you can use on your board. Now, they put out a holiday scenario set out for foodies for free. And I'll put the little link in there. So if you want to download it and use it yourself, I'll put the link in the show notes here. Again, you'll download these files. They're kind of print and play. It's a pretty cool way to expand the some of your gameplay. The game already comes with, I believe it's 10 nations that you use the cards there. So this kind of helps, and you only use about 5 of them per game. So this is another cool way to keep some of the replayability up for that game. Again, that is Foodies. I believe that one's about $25 from CMON. Really good game, but it's really cool that publishers do some stuff like this every now and then. Now, Board and Dice teased Technew, the Obelisk of the Sun. This is due out around Gen Con this year. This is designed by Danielle Tashini and David Tertzi. It's a 1-4 player dice drafting Euro game, and it plays in about 1 to 2 hours. Now, Danielle Tashini, he's designed things like Teotihuacan and Trismegistus, which came out last year. And this is Voyages of Marco Polo. Sorry, that's another dice placement type game. So also, and David Tertzi also has designed some games like Dice Settlers. So these are our designers that are really good about using dice in other unique ways in kind of a larger Euro setting, and two designers that I really do like. And speaking of Teotihuacan that I mentioned a second ago, there's a new expansion coming out in March, Teotihuacan Shadow of Xitle, or X-I-T-L-E, whatever, Xitle, which contains 10 new technologies and 10 new starting tiles to provide more variety from the first turn and throughout the game, as they say in their listing of the game. Anyway, that's Teotihuacan expansion. But back to Technew, this is, again, dice drafting, and you'll have different colors of dice that will do different things, and also different sections that you'll draft them. There'll be an obelisk, and there'll be different areas which will have different shadows, or either a light or shadow, depending on time of the game, and when you draft them, and what colors you draft them, and where you draft them from, will actually determine what they do in a game. Man, these are great designers that are really good at using dice in really cool ways. And also, what's really interesting about this game is they've got a really cool multiple round system. They'll have a couple of rounds will be a rotation. After a couple of rotations, there'll be another phase. And after two of those mat phases, there'll be a scoring. And then after two scorings, that's a game. Now, I hope they've got a good way of representing that on the board, because that does sound, even to me, a little bit confusing. But again, you're going to be using dice drafting, which is something that I absolutely love. So again, 1-4 players, and it's going to be about 1 hour to 2 hours. No real figuring out what the price is going to be, but I'm figuring this is going to be about $40 or $50 game there. And that is Technew Obelisk of the Sun. That'll be out probably around Gen Con of this year. Hey, let's move on over to Kickstarter. Again, this is a slow time for Kickstarters, but it's going to start picking up real shortly. This is also usually right around Chinese New Year when a lot of the production starts slowing down. So people start looking to other ways. This is kind of after the holidays. It's a little slow, but then right around then, since there's not as much production going on, you'll start seeing people put up their Kickstarter so they can kind of hit that sweet spot towards, kind of the middle to the three quarters of the year when it goes into production. So now this is going to be a time when the next month or so where you will see a whole bunch of Kickstarters coming out. For instance, Renegade Game Studios has kind of announced that there's a Kickstarter coming up next week. I believe it's January 7th is what they said in an email. Warp's Edge. This is designed by Scott Alms, who's an amazing designer, puts out a lot of great games. The art is going to be by Tyler Johnson. It's a solo game, kind of a sci-fi kind of space solar game. Now, this says from their email, you are Taylor Mind, rookie pilot of the Force's Outer Rim. After a crucial battle, you are stranded far away from your fleet, lost and alone. With resources running low, you jump through warp gate after warp gate, hoping to find the right combination home. But home is not what you find. The warp takes you further out into the galaxy than the Force has ever gone. You are deep beyond enemy lines and find yourself at the edge of a black hole and on the doorsteps of the enemy's mighty mother ship. I think this is pretty cool because it's basically a solo game. So this is something to check out. I'll probably have a little more information about this one because the Kickstarter should still be going on. They usually do about 3 or 4 week Kickstarters. So by the time the next Munchkin Minute comes out, I'll probably have a little more information and a bit of a link for you as well. Another Kickstarter that has been teased, CMON teased on Twitter a game called Marvel United. It'll be coming as soon to Kickstarter, so they say. I mean, I'm not sure exactly when, it even put a date, but it looks like a Marvel game set in that Arcadia or Starcadia Quest system. Arcadia Quest, you know, that right there, if it's a kind of a Marvel skinning of it, that has me quite a bit excited. Now, Arcadia Quest, it's a campaign-based skirmish or kind of dungeon crawl game where you control a four-person party and you do quests or complete objectives to win the scenario. You'll get abilities and gear as you do go on, and you will play multiple scenarios in a sitting, and then you can pack it up and go on another day, and you can start from scratch or you can continue on those scenarios. Now, there's a bunch of scenarios that you can play in that, and you can kind of go whichever way you want, and you can play them whichever way you want to be. But didn't say a whole lot of actually what the game is. I'm just kind of using that, you know, when I saw the picture of their tweet, looking at the minis, they kind of have this chibi look to them. So looking at that and looking what the box looks like, I'm trying to, you know, I'm just kind of giving a best guess that it will be kind of right out of that Arcadia or Starcadia Quest type system. So I guess we'll see once that Kickstarter comes out. And of course, I will talk about that once it comes out, because it's something that I'm really interested in, to see how you can do that and have a lot of different items, different quests with that kind of Marvel sheen on it. No real digital board game news of note, but this is going to be a huge year for digital board games. There's been a lot of games that were announced to be released, and some of these games that I believe will hit the shelves or hit the digital shelves this year: Five Tribes, Spirit Island, Wingspan, Charterstone, Roll for the Galaxy, all just to name a few. They should be out before the end of this year, and hopefully real soon, because those are all great games, and I like each one of those, and I can't wait to play them out on digital as well. Thanks for joining me today. If you see any news that you think I'd like to feature, shoot me a message at GeekJockBlog on Twitter. Also, please check out MajorSpoilers.com for more content by Steven and the rest of the Major Spoilers crew. As always, I am Dan Dan, the Board Game Man, and I'll see everyone in 2 weeks for another Munchkin Minute.
Major Spoilers Podcast, copyright 2009.
Major Spoilers Podcast, copyright 2010.
Major Spoilers. It's copyright 2011. Major Spoilers. It's copyright 2012.
Major Spoilers is copyright 2013.
Major Spoilers is copyright 2014.
This podcast is copyright 2015 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
This podcast is copyright 2016 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
This podcast is copyright 2017 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
This podcast is copyright 2018 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
This podcast is copyright 2019 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
This podcast is copyright 2020 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.